Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think for 1 second.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
You gotta be kidding me. No. No. Don't shut me up.
What gives you great rage? 133353. Let's go bonkers. I'll give you a couple to get the ball rolling. Uber. What a shit service.
Oh, what happened?
Uber, no. Yesterday after the program, I had somewhere very important to be, albeit slightly local, okay? Yep. So there's still probably about 5Ks, 6Ks. Five Uber drivers accept the fare, and then once they work out how far it is, cancel.
No.
I rang them with 45 minutes prior to the appointment time and got there 15 minutes late because five of these dodgy pricks working for a bunch of a-holes. What are the alternatives? What are the alternatives? I implore everyone to use them because these guys are causing trouble. Yep. Could have got me in a lot of trouble. Important appointment, nothing to do. Five cancellations, one after the other, the minute they get your coordinates. What happened to the days when they didn't get your coordinates? They didn't know till you got in the car. Mm. What happened to that?
I miss
that. Taxis. That's a taxi.
It is outrageous for them to cancel. And what if you do need to get somewhere very, very, very quickly and very important?
I did. What a terrible service. There's no one. This is the reason why I'm venting here, because try complaining about it.
Try
contacting anyone at that organisation and good luck.
Yeah.
You'll need five detectives in about 3 months. The worst service I have had in a long time. What are the other driver services?
Oh, DD's really good. I use that.
DD's good.
Yeah.
Seriously, shop around.
Just taxis. What's wrong with just the taxi?
Well, there's a taxi. Sometimes it can happen with taxis. That happened to us after a concert, which was really really popular, and they put a surcharge charged us double to what it would have cost to get to the suburbs.
Unbelievable. Without doubt, I have never been angrier in my life, and I don't understand how they can, with a straight face, suggest that's any good to anybody. All right, MG, what do you got?
Well, nothing like yours, Mickey, because I can feel your pain.
I'll tell you what, before we get into it, we've got a couple of callers straight off the bat who want to hop into Uber. Steve, what happened to you?
I was at the Intercontinentals just before Christmas for a wedding, and we called an Uber to pick us up, and they cancelled on us three times because I couldn't find it.
It's unbelievable.
Three times.
Are you providing a service or aren't you? Or are you just choosing? We're all there for your convenience, for you to decide who and when you want to pick someone up. Out of bullshit. Andrew, you've had a similar service?
Mine's about the Uber delivery food.
That gets me upset.
I live in an apartment, and then they can't even find the door, or when they can find the door, they buzz, and you're like, level 11, come up, and they're like, yep, but then no one turns up at my door, so I've got to go put pants on to go down and get my food.
They've gone too far. Grown man put pants on.
So are you answering the door with no pants on?
Well, I answer the door with no pants on, but, like, I just stick my head out and thank you, and then hide my body behind the door.
You get the idea. Sorry, MG, to interrupt. No. What have you got for us?
Mate, this happened to me this morning. You know, when I went to bed after Married at First Sight about 9:30, put my alarm on for 3:40, and I woke up and I think to myself, please be midnight, please be midnight. It was 2 minutes before my alarm was about to go off.
Yes.
And it never happens on weekends. It never happens weekends. It's just on weekdays.
So it's the concept of time that gives you great rage, MG.
It does, brother.
Oh,
it does.
Time. Oh, why can't I live in a temporal haze?
Yes.
Hey, 133353, we'll come back and get you girls, but after this, get on board. Boy.
Yeah. You need a cuddle, Mick.
Yes. Yes. Top Uber. Mm. I'd like to call Uber now for something next Friday. Wow, please, no more calls about Uber. The phones are blowing.
Wow.
Are blowing up. And these, as I said, you can't even complain to them because that's someone who knows they're providing less than acceptable behaviour. Whatever you do, don't answer that. It won't be a glowing review. It won't be someone saying, oh, yeah, thank you very much. Tip-top
awesome.
Service. All right, we didn't get to you girls. Kat, have you, what gives you rage?
Compared to your rage, mine's slightly terse. My biggest pleasure on a Sunday morning is I go to the bakery and I get a fresh sourdough loaf for the week.
Oh.
And the smell of it, you know, it's crispy on top.
Yes.
And all I go and buy it. I get it home. I cut it open. They've given me yesterday's bread trying to get rid of it. Oh, kiss me. It just drives me mental.
No! And you've paid full price?
Oh, yeah.
This could, of course, go into our other segment, First World Problems.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. You don't want to go in there. You know, it's a bakery. Yeah, you got up early.
Fresh.
It should be fresh, should be piping hot, should be ready to go. No.
No, I'm not at your disposal for stale bread.
I've got something I could use as a weapon. Something I could crack someone's skull open with. Tash, keep it to one or two. What have you? What gives you great rage?
Top this week, private health insurance premiums going up again.
Oh, God.
I'm okay as a pensioner paying the premiums, but when I go to get medical services, the gap is huge. I'm done.
Yep.
Well, done. You are in the danger zone. We know that. That's way too serious for my liking. What about this one? Fed up dog owners who put their dog shit in your bin. Now, this has been going, yes.
You should be fine.
Oh, you know this is a pet hate of mine.
Yes.
Well, it's off the chain down in Bondi. A fed up homeowner has lashed out at dog owners for dumping bags of dog poo inside his red bin while on their walks. Now, here's the whole point. They make you take a green bag, guys, because you can't leave it on the sidewalk. It doesn't give you permission to make it someone else's problem. It's your friggin' dog. Take it home and put it in your bin.
Yeah.
I live in a warehouse, okay? I live in a warehouse. My bin stays inside. So you put your dog shit in my bin, it goes into my house all week. That's not part of the contract.
No.
I don't get pats or hugs from your dog. I don't expect to be a safe harbour for its shit.
The dog doesn't hump your leg, I think.
That's unbelievable. And there should be a fine. Here's what you do. You stop people doing it. Make it a $1 million fine.
Oh, I think that's...
It's a $1 million... They're making a $1 million fine to put your dog's poo into my bin and watch that dry up.
Yeah, or put a pet snake in your bin.
Okay, that's...
It's taken a turn.
You may have escalated that just a tad. What,
it's
like
a cobra. Get a cobra
like
in the bin.
The green mamba or something. Or
yeah, bloody oath.
Something that would kill you within seconds. Well, I'm entertaining it. Or just put them in one bin in the neighbourhood. Oh, did I tell you?
Here we go.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Here's the other thing.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, and if you are going to put it in, right, if you absolutely have to, don't do it to an empty bin. The empty bin means it's just been...
Stays there all week.
It's just had it. So then you go and put it into the empty bin,
oh,
and it's there all week.
Yeah.
Even if the bin hasn't been collected, you might be able to pop it on the top and it gets picked up. But if you pop it into an empty bin, you know you've consigned that doggy feces to someone else's responsibility for a week.
Wow.
I think you need to lie down. Okay.
I'm done.
A big thank you to Sportsbet.
Absolutely.
Oh,
well done, Sportsbet. Get the app. Make this NRL season look easy with the Sportsbet app. Tips, insights, NRL matches, everything there laid out for you. By the way, Penrith Storm, we should be going.
We should.
We should go down there together and watch this. Get me the station manager.
Yep.
Get me the station manager.
Yep. Get Rex.
They should be flying us down there.
Oh, we should be sitting in the Robbie Kearns lounge and watching this game together.
Absolutely.
He's working. Where is he? From home.
Oh, my God. Does he ever turn up? Does he know where these offices are?
Oh, not anymore.
Wow. The stingy prick wouldn't send us to Vegas.
No.
I'm insisting, MG, pack your bags. You and me are going to watch Storm play Penrith in Melbourne.
Let's go.
We'll put our sports bet on live. We're going down there. The station's going to pay for it.
Beautiful.
We're going to go. We'll stay in a penthouse suite.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can we fly business class?
We'll play business class, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
what about a PJ? For those who are not in the know, that's a private jet lingo.
That'd be even better. Let's do
tell it. Rex we want a private jet, we're going to watch Storm Penrith, and we want a penthouse suite at the Hyatt. Yes!
Yes,
okay,
that's
well done.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
You're going to want to take off your clothes.
She was nude. Welcome, everyone, to the program with nothing to hide. This is Naked News.
Naked News. Do you remember the Naked News?
No.
I certainly do. Oh, did I what?
Explain it.
Well,
you'd have newsreaders and they disrobed as I was saying, okay, and today there was an accident in Portland, Oregon, as they do undo a button and then... we'll check
now,
the weather.
Natasha Belling, I want to see this on Eyewitness News.
Yeah, no chance.
I want to see.
Hell will freeze over before that happens.
climate change.
So all of a sudden, MG knew everything that was going on in the world.
Yes, he did.
right in my wheelhouse.
Well, so is a Naked News service. Now, I'm up for... bit of nudity. I'm thinking if you want to do something, but there's certain things that you should never do nude, like ride a bike, for example.
Oh, true.
A million things that could go wrong there. Or 10-pin bowling, I'm going to put up there.
What?
Yeah, no, look, there's over in America, there's a 10-pin bowling group who are now go for a roll nude. It's called Balls Out Bowling.
Why?
Let's hope this doesn't catch on in lawn bowls. Good Lord.
Oh my God.
Oh, man, there's some low-hanging fruit.
Different demographic.
Now, I'm all for, if you want to do 10-pin bowling, have you seen people who do 10-pin bowl? They tend to be rather large and meaty and from southern states.
Mm.
That's not what I have in my mind's eye when I picture the physique, the discus thrower from the Greek Olympics. I can see the kind of appeal in seeing that guy let fly with a giant frisbee, but some bloke running down the aisle, naked except for his bowling shoes.
OHS.
Oh, no.
If you are attending that event, just be careful which holes you put your fingers in. That's all I'm saying.
What's your anus?
And be very careful
high five to someone.
And also, just don't sit behind the bowler's arm. Do we get a look at that crouching kind of moment of release?
Wow.
All right. What else? What other bowling events? What other nude events?
This is interesting. Do you remember Prince Harry going on the infamous, when people say he was more fun?
He went to Vegas.
The Vegas. It was in 2012 and he had a drunken nude romp in a hotel room. Well, the woman involved in it has come forward. Her name is Carrie Roll. She's now 52. Anyway. Wow. And she's claiming that she's got nice nude pictures of Prince Harry that she is going to now release on her OnlyFans page.
Oh, you can't do that.
Would you like to see them or not?
I'd like to be across it for work.
I'd like to see it just to see if his todger needs any ointment.
I agree.
Remember, we got the bit there?
Yeah,
come
give me
on,
a second.
You can
do
find
another
that
news.
Cat.
Give me another news.
You can,
story.
You'll get that. Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, this is very interesting. Either we're Prince and nude, and I reckon Prince Andrew will be getting nervous just thinking about all this.
Somebody say my name.
And do you know why she's going to release the images? Because she feels rejected after being left out of his book Spare.
This is when he went to Vegas and played nude billiards.
Yes.
Do you remember?
That's right.
Yes.
Possibly another game he shouldn't be playing.
Red balls, corner pocket.
Yeah, black ball, ow. Corner pocket, get the spot. Have we found the grab cat?
Is this the one? Hang on.
I suspected he was referring to my recent loss of virginity. Inglorious episode with an older woman. She liked horses quite a lot and treated me not unlike a young stallion. Quick ride, after which she'd smacked my rump and sent me off to graze. Among the many things about it that were wrong, it happened in a grassy field behind a busy pub.
It wasn't the grab, but it's still highly amusing.
That's just as good.
Now, when he talks about
his todger, rubbing the cream on his todger.
Ointment yeah. on his todger and thinking of his dead mum.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, actually.
Ah, yes.
No, here we go.
All right, well, we'll do it.
My penis was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized.
Oh.
The last place I wanted to be was Frostnipistan. I'd been trying some home remedies, including one recommended by a friend. She'd urged me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream. My mum used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger? It works, Harry. Trust me. I found a tube, and the minute I opened it, the smell transported me through time. I felt as if my mother was right there in the room. Then I took a smidge and applied it down there.
Oh, see, I was looking up Harry Todger. It's actually labelled Harry Penis Cream. So,
as long as we've got it all on file, that's it.
Laundy Hotels presents Mick and MG's Mad Monday. Laundy Hotels, family pubs across Sydney, where you're always welcome. Check out laundy.com.au for a full list of venues.
I will see your war face.
Mick and MG's Mad Monday.
I can almost taste the hard solo slushy presented to me on arrival as we go bonkers Monday, Mad Monday. It's fancy dress. Do you want to come? You need to get cracking. Colin's on the line. Colin, what are you coming as?
I'm going to pay homage to an old boss and come as a king prawn.
So you're going to come as a king prawn. That's going to be like a mermaid costume, though. You're going to have a tail. How are you going to get around?
I'll get around.
Item. I went to a radio gig once, and it was a new station. I hadn't been there before. And they said, oh, and when you get there, make sure you go and see Prawn. I go, well, I've never been there. How will I know who Prawn is? They go, oh, you'll know.
You know.
And I walked in and I just went bang. How are you, Prawn? And I don't know why. It might have been the red hair, might have been the pale kind of pallid whole vibe. But he was a human prawn.
Wow.
There was no denying. It's a good nickname, but if you're coming as a king prawn, I expect to see you on deck. Sold. You're in, yes. David. Hey. David, who or what are you coming as?
Borat's Mankini.
All right, you need one, don't you? You need one. We can't have a Fez Drift's party without someone getting around in the Borat Mankini. You're on board. Jason, what are you coming as?
I thought I'd come as old Harry Potter, because I'm 51.
Old?
Old? Grey beard, maybe a walking stick.
All right.
No, and maybe you take a walk around farting. Burp, burp, burp.
What?
Sure. May have taken it too far.
It's a little bit too far. Yeah,
what about a comb over for old Harry Potter?
Definitely.
From
definitely.
One side to the other?
Yeah. Yes,
all right. Instead of your walking stick is a wand.
Yeah.
What about that?
That's the one.
And your spell, what was his spell?
Gladius Moody.
Whoopee cushion.
Yeah. You can say osteoporosis.
Or mycoxophobin.
And fall over.
You'll be on the mycoxophobin. Surely. All right, Jason, you're in.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the
f***? WTF?
High excitement in the segment yesterday. $200 was awarded to this caller.
You know the word Pajero, Mitsubishi Pajero? Pajero actually means wanker in Spanish.
What the f***? It turned out to be true, and we've tracked down a Pajero ad from Spain.
With more power, comfort, and technology, see the best backyard in the world in the best four-wheel drive in the world, the all-new 3- and 5-door Wanker.
What the f***? Yeah, three door Wanker for you or the 5-door?
I prefer the 5-door.
Oh, what a feeling.
The Wanker.
All right, you get the idea. Oh, can I start?
Yeah, go.
Go for it.
Putin, Vladimir Putin, is grooming a secret son who's 9 years old to be his successor with his daughter ready to act as regent. What the f***?
It sounded like Mini-Me out of Austin Powers.
It is a bit like that, isn't it? Wow, a 9-year-old little Putin floating around. I wouldn't I wouldn't go to his birthday party.
No.
9-year-old. And I certainly wouldn't eat the fairy bread.
He'd be riding Nova the dog without a shirt over that.
There'd be a little Shetland pony. His classroom is already annexed to the art room.
Hopefully that's
and just like his dad, he can't be beaten at sport. You know, he's wow. And the last teacher who gave him detention has not been seen since.
No.
So there you go.
Mr. Davies. All right. Yes.
Here, the idea, MG, what have you got?
Well, there's no need for fact checkers on this because I know this to be true. When you used to play against redhead players in rugby league, you just couldn't hurt them. 2% of people in the world are redheads, and they have some weird superpowers due to their altered genes.
What the f***?
For example,
what are you talking about?
For example, they tend to have a higher pain threshold, they produce their own vitamin D, and they require up to 20% more anaesthetic when they're getting operations.
What the f***?
Is that true?
Redhead people, yes. Oh, they're tough hombres.
Get their freckles removed. They also need a lot stronger sunscreen.
Yes.
Of course. Of course.
And they're lovely.
They're little rangers. Those tough little rangers. Is that what you're
saying? Tough rangers, yes.
Who are you talking about? So who do you come across? What, little Fatty Vorton?
When I played against, I played against a couple of, Darren Ferguson was a player I played against when I was younger. He was a tough hombre.
You're tough.
They just don't, they come like cyborgs. You can't hurt them. They just keep coming at you.
Then Ronald McDonald.
Get a tranquilizer.
Ronald McDonald.
He was tough. In Ronald clown McDonald, circles.
Yeah, big feet. All right.
Kat, what have you got?
Okay, Bella Porch has produced the most liked TikTok video of all time. This is how it goes.
To the bee, some to the bees, M to the bee, some to the bee, some to the bee.
Wow, well, that's catchy. That is catchy.
She has made 9 million from that. 161 million likes.
What
to the bee, bum to the bee, bum to the bee, bump, bump, bump. I can do that. Easy.
That was $9 million. I'll cut your check.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
You did, but you didn't do it, did you?
No.
And now I didn't she's do walked it. Away with the chockies.
Oh, I know.
Play me that again. I don't understand.
To the bee, some to the bees. M to the bee. Some to the bee. Some to the bee.
Bang.
Someone can explain this to me.
Please explain.
It's just catchy.
Tash, quickly, what have you got?
There's growing speculation that Virgin is going to announce that you can take your pets on board flights.
Yeah. What the f***?
It's about time.
What
is this?
Where
do you stop, though? And so if they say you've only allowed small animals, then can you say you're being discriminated against if you've got a bigger animal?
Oh, probably, yeah.
See?
How about we just cut out having animals on planes?
I've just got no words. 1-3-3-5-3. Now, what do we do? Bella, you've got another one?
A Jetstar flight attendant has not allowed a passenger to borrow a pen while on a flight.
What the f***? What a mole. That is unbelievable.
It's actually a bloke, Mick.
He's a mole. Who is it? What's his name?
I'm not sure. I think he's also an Uber driver.
Seriously, I want to know the story, please.
Don't poke the bear.
Okay. They've been wanting to fill out the arrival or departures card, and they've asked for a pen to fill out the form, and the flight attendant said, no, you're not going to get one, but you can buy one for $5.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sorry, it was a female.
Yeah, I was reading this yesterday. Then he went down the back and got
a 10-hour flight, a 10-hour flight to Seoul. You've got all the forms you have to fill out.
Yep.
And Jetstar won't provide a pen
yes.
to fill it out. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's at their discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what was that?
The cost of living, I suppose, these days. My cost of living would be not the fly of the Jetstar. I'd say, see you later. No pen, no fly.
But she had a pen on her.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
It's not cost of living. It's you've got a pen, can I borrow it? Mm. No. Yeah. You have to buy one.
I agree
one.
With you. She's being a bitch about it, yes. Back to the beard.
Stop it.
Please stop. Please stop.
Mark's on the phone.
Hi, Mark.
Hey,
Mark.
Hey, how you doing? I got one for you.
Oh.
Yes, mate.
Rule of thumb. In medieval times, you weren't allowed to beat your wife with anything thicker than your own thumb.
Oh. What the
fuck? Wow.
Do you know what? That is firm but fair. That is.
Oh, you're about
do you know
to get
what
an
I
open
mean?
Thumb.
You can make your point with them. Dumb to the beat.
No, I'm sorry, you deserve this.
No.
We go bonkers.
It was, and I believe in gentlemen's circle. Yes, it's two thumbs up, sadly. That's true.
Yeah,
and also, and it's another time, you've got to remember. And I think you were allowed to strike your partner, your wife, as long as you were gentlemanly enough not to leave a mark.
Oh, wow.
What the f***?
Play yes. that song again.
Wow. It's your last yeah. warning.
Hang on, I'm not condoning it.
No, I know. No,
I'm just giving you the facts.
The facts, yeah. Mm.
Mark,
facts.
If I give you $200 for that, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. So although it's a great fact and it's historically true.
$250.
No, I'm not giving him anything because then I'll be rewarding the messenger.
Okay.
You know what? You have a slab of Jenny Rose.
There we go. Have a thumb. And have a thumb fight.
Got it. All right. Well done, Mark. Sharon, what have you got?
Did you know that beer was illegal in Iceland until 1989?
What the f***? Until 1989. What's the point of living in Iceland if you can't have a beer?
Yeah.
That's exactly
you got
right.
the ice. You got the ice, but no beer.
That's right.
Illegal. Man, I wouldn't have survived. 1989, there it is. And what changed? Do you know?
I don't know. No, sorry.
All right. Mm. Thanks, Sharon. Thanks for bringing that to the table. No money today.
MG's Sport Report.
Yeah, from the bright lights of Las Vegas, Mickey, to a sold-out crowd in Newcastle. Tonight's round one continues. It feels like round two after Vegas, but Newcastle hosts the Raiders, and I think Raiders are going to have a good season this year, but I think tonight the Newcastle Knights will be too strong for the Canberra Raiders on a home deck, which is sold-out crowd.
Warriors versus Sharks, mate. Here we go. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think the Warriors will be top four again this year, and I've got the Sharkies missing out on the eight, so I think the Warriors will win this one and probably comfortably.
Amy Park, the big one, Storm, Panthers. We're going, apparently. The station is organising first-class tickets, five-star accommodation, and tickets to the game. So we can go to Melbourne and watch it. I'm guessing you're in the Panthers corner here.
Yeah, Big Nelson Asofa Solomona is out for the Storm, which is a big loss. Cam Munster, he's still in doubt. Jerome Luai looks like he'll be back for the Panthers. Panthers for mine in this one.
Eels, Bulldogs?
Eels.
All right. And Titans, Dragons. What's going on there? You're not bullish on the Dragons, are you?
No, I'm not. I think Dragons, they're in a rebuilding phase. I think Titans are looking good under Des Hasler. I think the Titans will win at home in this one.
Had a bit of a Queensland derby up there. Dolphins, Cowboys. Again, you're tipping Dolphins to have a tough year.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins, after losing Tommy Gilbert for an ACL, they've got an aging pack. I'm not sure about what their halves are doing. I think the Dolphins could finish bottom four this year, and I think the Cowboys could win convincingly in this one.
If there was a boil over, what's it going to be?
If the boil over, I think it might be tonight. I think Canberra Raiders might beat the Newcastle Knights if there was a boil over.
There it is. Oh, I love it.
Greeks can go from tragedy to sitcom to horror movie in the blink of an eye. I'm what some people call a woman of a certain age.
Ouch.
It's respectful and insulting at the same time.
Please welcome to Triple M, Mary Coosters.
Yeah. Oh, we love it when Mary swings by, and her good friend Effie will be here shortly, but we need to pin you down on a couple of things. What have you been doing since we saw you last?
Oh, my God. I've been, you know, I think last time I saw you, I was doing Dancing with the Stars.
You were?
Yes, indeed. And you danced up a storm.
I did.
You were having, I think at the time, you were. Some of the judges were getting under your skin a bit.
Yeah,
maybe two out of four. Maybe half at that point. Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah,
You know, for people who are non-dancers.
That's right. And you're a triple threat in so many ways, but I'd never had you pinged for a dancer, but you were amazing to watch.
I'm no dancer. I, like many, I spent a good chunk of my younger years in nightclubs.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did 3 years of acting classes where we threw ourselves on the floor and rolled around and said esoteric words. And, you know, so I've done performance art dancing, which there's not a great desire for out there. There's no industry for that as such.
No, if on Dancing with the Stars they had you, like, dancing around a handbag in a nightclub, you would have shot the lights out because you have. That's your special.
I don't work the pole. I'm not a pole dancer as such, but I can work a dance floor.
Well, I'd like to see that one day. Now, I want to say something to you. It's some personal feedback. A good friend of mine, Sam Pang, went and saw your last show. This is personal, and said it was one of the best live things he's ever seen. And the only reason I say that is he's a hard market. But he went out of his way to tell me. So did he come and present himself backstage at least? Did he say hello to you?
Well,
did you know he was there?
Mick, you know, you're close to my brother. My brother is Sam's biggest fan. No offence.
Yes.
I mean, he loves you, but he really loves Sam. You know, I don't know what it is. It's the cheekiness of the face and the, you know, you think he's going to say something conservative and he doesn't. You know, there's always
that's
a little bit of chili in there, a little bit of cinnamon. And so Mario, my boy bestie, and you guys are close. And I said to Mario, bring Sam along to see the show. And so he brought Sam along. So I knew Sam was going to be there, and I'd never met Sam. It's starting to sound stalkerish at this point, AVO-ish. And he came to the show, and he was very, very gushy and supportive and blown away, and that was exactly what I wanted. So he also, my brother said, can you tell Sam that whatever Mick's paying him, it's just not enough? So I'm sorry if we leak into a negotiating position with Sam.
I'm not getting much love from your family at the moment. So your brother likes Sam Pang more than me. And the other day I was in your brother's cafe and your mum was there and she was cooking. And I said, well, that sounds delicious. I might come round. And she said, oh, no, but if your brother Richard wants to come.
She's got a thing for Richard.
And she was going to cook for my brother.
Mia, I love Mick, but Richard is something else.
Now, Mary, you've been back in your lane, if I'll say that, after your dancing exploits, writing up a new stage show. This is your natural habitat. You're about to go embark on a national tour. You'll be coming to Sydney for the Comedy Festival in May. This involves your good friend Effie. What do we need to know about this show?
This show was one of the hardest shows to write because of its content, not because of its jokes. It's about the bitch fight that's happening between political correctness and freedom of speech.
Oh, God.
And it's a fine line between pleasure and pain, as we've heard before. And so I wanted to create an inarguable position from Effie's point of view, and we've done that. And, you know, I think it's a very relevant, edgy, funny perspective on what we're all faced with currently.
And
what's the process of that, of doing that, of Mary? Do you kind of write things down and go back to them, or is it kind of, is it one thing you get into a lane and you go, okay, the next 3 or 4 weeks I'm just going to write for this upcoming tour? Is it waking up in the middle of the night and putting notes on
the
phone?
It's everything. Because this show, I brought on Chris Anastasiadis, who put This Is Personal with me, the Mary show, together. So I needed someone that could really walk the line with me, because we know how precarious this whole stuff is right now and how the world's changed, and we're not keeping up with the changes, and how we're throwing out good ideas that were there and character
and
things.
And good people.
And good people.
Yes.
And you can't be human anymore. You can't make a mistake. Suddenly you're done.
So I needed another mind across how we were going to get to the things. But this is what I do. I get obsessed with little notions like, you know, like I think I'm not anti-political correctness. You know, I'm sitting on the fence, right? Mm. I've got one ass cheek on one side and one on the other. But yes. To be completely honest, I've got half on one side and one and a half on the other.
I'm putting it to you that I'm maybe this is wishful thinking from me because you know and I know our jobs are tough to do in this modern
current climate
world. I think there's a bit of cancellation exhaustion out there. I think the initial euphoria of just we can't wait. I think people are finally going, oh God, is this as much fun as we thought it was going to be?
Yep.
I don't know. I just feel a slight relaxation in that department.
Yeah, I think the pendulum is swinging the other way. It did swing to the extreme. And I know that there had to be some consciousness around, you know, other people having a right to be who they need to be in the world and present the way they want to present. I get that. But, you know, like say my mum, Mick, you know my mum, edgy and always with a perspective you didn't anticipate. She's not anti-trans, right? No. I don't know a single Greek that is negative towards trans, maybe because most Greek women have got more balls than men. I don't know that. But she says things like, I only have one question. After the operation, where do all the bitch go? You know, so it's more a cleaning issue than it is a judgmental one. It's more environmental than judgmental.
Practical. It's practical. She's thinking about the aftermath,
of course. But she's just trying to work it out, you know?
Correct. I get it. It's one area where I'm sure we're going to get a lot more mature about in the near future. And she's been dancing along to Eye of the Tiger as soon as she bounced into the studio. Effie, how are you?
Oh, my God, it's a classic, isn't it? Eye of the Tiger doesn't get better than that. You
Does
need to pump
you
up yourself psychologically as the one.
You do, and good on you. You're back on stage and you're touring, and can you tell us a bit about the context of your show and how you're helping others?
Oh, listen, you know, look, I've always been a mouthpiece, you know, for society, for a certain, you know, woggy wedge of society. You know, I've always gone commando on communication, chucking brown eyes at racism, you know, skinny dipping in a pool of social commentary. It's not that easy these days. The world has changed.
Is it a confronting show? Are people going to learn? Are you taking them on a journey? What happened?
Journey, if that's not the most overused word these days, that diversity and a million other words that have been flogged.
Yes,
the journey is one of trying to understand something that is good in theory but not great in practice. And that is I understand there's a need for us to have to evolve as human beings. But there's an animal in us, and the only thing we've got to keep an eye on is the percentage of animal in us, because there's no eradicating that there is animal in us. You know what I mean? And
What type of animal's in you? Do you know? Is there one that stands out?
Oh, I'm definitely not tiger. A donkey, although I am stubborn. Should I go tiger or should I go lioness?
Lioness. Yeah. I see. If I look at Effie and I think of a proud woman strutting through the
Serengeti. The king of the jungle or the queen. let's not even put gender across that.
No,
let's not. No. Well, what do you, on that note, what do you identify as? What are your pronouns and what are you... Hot. Who are you in the modern world?
I'm hot. I identify currently as confused. That's what I identify.
You identify as confused. I do.
I get it, but I don't get it. I want to get it. I don't want to be got while I'm trying to get it, but I'm trying to get it. Can I say it? I don't know.
You could get us all cancelled, Effie, if you're not clearer in what you're trying to say.
It's a process.
So, given your background,
what are you trying to say? What are you implying?
I'm on your side, Effie. If we just calm down, but you obviously had a background in Australia at a time when it was growing as a nation. Do you feel,
oh my God,
given your Greek
nation,
your Greek, heritage. Greek heritage, that you are loved and beloved and taken to the bosom of this country now?
Yes, I feel like like I have been breastfed by the goodwill of a country. You know. I feel
well, now I'm imagining you being breastfed by an entire nation.
Yes, no, I do. I feel very lucky. And by that I mean I came in on a wave of necessity. You know, it was barren culturally, the Australian, you know, public, you know, way of representing all its
Correct.
Different flavours. And I and the boys, you know, Nick and George and Simon, you know, crashed through. It wasn't a glass ceiling because we're short. But it was definitely a glass set of, you know, doors. We crashed through with Wogs out of work because it was needed. Because here's the thing, you know, we're part of a minority, but if you add up the minorities, they make up the majority.
Yes.
So did you like that one, Mick?
I am writing that down.
Yeah, MG's loved that. He was getting super excited about that
I
one.
I love that one.
You're like a sage. You need to be listened to. And if you want to listen to Effie, you've got to go along and see this brand new
so
show.
Funny.
It's going to be good. Now,
Up Yourselfness, it's called.
Up Yourselfness.
You need a dose of that, Mick?
Yeah, I do. Well, no, I need to be taken down a peg or two.
No, don't encourage that. MG, what about you? You up yourself, mate?
I'm yeah, as far as
so
I can
far
go,
up.
So
Can't
far up,
it.
My shoes hanging out my bum, yeah.
Oh, my God. No, it's true. We need, you know, society needs a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
And you are just the person to do it. Effie, it's called Up Yourselfness.
Yes.
It kicks off in Adelaide in a couple of nights. Good luck. But we expect you to come back to Sydney riding the crest of a wave of approval for your new show at Friday the 17th of May at the Factory, Saturday the 18th at the Cotton Course.
And Camden
we'll
goes
them.
On sale tomorrow. Camden.
Yes.
My favourite.
Yes. All right. Well, I might come out. Reserve me a couple of tickets for Camden.
Camden.
I'm on the way.
Done.
Thank you, Effie.
Love
you. And
work.
Thank you, good friend Mary Kustos,
Mary.
For swinging by.
Bye, guys.
Mick and MG in the morning. Brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.